Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
We'll look at the difference between wise or foolish words in today's Wisdom for Women, Proverbs 10, verses 13 and 14. Wise words come from the lips of people with understanding, but fools will be punished with a rod. Wise people treasure knowledge, but the babbling of a fool invites trouble. Wise words or foolish babbling. It's been said that even a fool can appear wise until he opens his mouth. So ladies, let's really think about this. What are you known for by the people who are around you and those who know you best? When the heat gets turned up in any situation, are you likely to add fuel to the fire? Or are you the voice of reason and peace, of kindness and grace? When you're criticized, do you use your words to cut back? If you have the perfect chance to pass along that ugly story about someone, do you? Truthfully, what are you known for? James 3 verses 9 and 10 has something to say about this. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. So here's a little poem by William Norris. If your lips would keep from slips, five things observe with care. To whom you speak, of whom you speak, and how and when and where. As my grandma Gladys used to say, if you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all. This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's Word will make you wise.